weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Pint of Science, which brings some of the most brilliant scientists to your local pub to discuss their latest research and findings with you, is back again. You don't really need any prior knowledge. It's really a chance to meet the people responsible for the future of science and have a pint with them. Booking is underway shortly. I'm pleased to say I'm joined by two of the coordinators, Charlotte Hanford and Dario Vianello, who are here. Hello to you both.
Hello. Hello.
I feel like saying, like, university challenge, no conferring. You were busy chatting away there, just making notes on things. Yeah. So how did this all start? Because it's not just Cambridge which is taking part in all of this.
Yes. So actually, the idea was born by two scientists, Praveen Paul and Michael Motzkin, who founded the festival. And they were sort of waiting by the centrifuge, which is sort of a fairly routine thing that you do when you're in a research lab. And they had a research open day at their institute where people were coming in to find out about the scientific work going on, about the work going on with us with particular diseases. And they thought it was a really, really good idea for the public to be able to understand the science and speak to the people involved and really understand how they actually help the community. And so they thought, well, why don't we do it the other way around? Why don't we just get the scientists to go to the pubs and chat to people who don't have any prior science knowledge and get them really excited about the subject? And
because it does create a different dynamic, really, doesn't it, when... You know, if you go and look around one of the research institutes around Cambridge and it's all gleaming, sparkly white and people in white coats, and I have seen them, so I know it is actually still true. But to get somebody in a pub just sitting down over a beer and orange juice or whatever.
Yeah. And that's the best way that you can actually find out what.
And it's how DNA was invented after all, wasn't it? So here in Cambridge.
Invented, maybe discovered, but not quite invented. But yeah.
I'm being picked up by a scientist already.
Sorry.
So do the scientists come and actually... Are you two amongst the scientists? I should be checking this. You didn't put any doctorates in front of your names or anything like that.
No. So, well, I'm currently a research assistant. I will be starting a PhD in a couple of months. So I guess that sort of counts.
Okay, Dario?
Yeah, no, I have a PhD in experimental pathology, but I moved to IT a few years ago, so now working at the European Mathematics Institute.
Okay.
Just outside of here.
Yeah. So what happens? Do the scientists literally come and sit at the table with everybody, or there has to be some sort of formality about it, doesn't there?
Yeah, so the formality is really just a talk. So they'll sit up for about 15, 20 minutes and give a talk, and then the public will have the opportunity to ask as many questions as they like. And then, you know, depending on how the sort of scientist feels about it, it might sit down with a few people, have a pint with them or whatever.
Did you need a certain type of scientist to be able to do this?
Well,
a certain character, maybe not necessarily what they're a specialist in.
So, yeah, well, people like the ones going to give TED Talks, that kind of people we're trying to target. Of course, it's nice to have a variety of people ranging from PIs to PhD students, because it's what science is doing and what science is going to do, because they're the future of science. So we try to have a big variety of people with different maybe backgrounds, so they may be, you know, we're trying to target people that are able to communicate science, but it's a bit of a mixture.
Is really not, you know, it doesn't have to be that in depth, or it could be you could get someone who's got a Nobel Prize or the director of a company, or you never know. But we really do want people who are able to communicate science, and that's a real skill, because most scientists are used to explaining their science to other scientists.
Yeah, that's the trick, isn't it? It's the people like me who probably have an O level or something in science somewhere along the line, but that was years ago.
Yeah.
And people do need a refresher course, as it were, and so much is happening in so many different things all of the time, and a lot of it right here in Cambridge, of course.
Exactly. Yes.
So what sort of topics can we find out about?
So we sort of cover six main themes, which was our way of sort of categorising it to deal with it. So we do astronomy and astrology and those types of things, physics, chemistry, and that's all sort of bundled into what we called atoms to galaxies. And then we have something that's more mind-based, which we call Beautiful Minds. So that's all about neuroscience and psychology and those sorts of topics. And then we have our body, obviously about human biology and health and medicine and that sort of thing. And then Planet Earth deals with earth sciences, zoology, plant sciences, that sort of type thing.
So like a conference, is it like Stripped and Stranded according to sort of, how do you organise it? Or is it sort of all, just all mixed in together and then highlighted in a different colour on the website?
Well, yeah, so if you go to the website, you'll see that all the events are packaged into different categories, and you'll be able to find the category you're most interested in, have a look at the events that are going on, have a look at a description of what the speakers will be talking about. So, you know, whether you're interested in earthquakes or artificial intelligence or neuroscience, you know, you'll be able to actually go in and look at it and say, okay, I really, really, really want to know about this topic. Let's see what's going on. And then you'll know which pub to go to.
And that's the next question, actually, is which pubs? Do we know, have you, there's about half a dozen or so, I seem to remember from memory, which are taking part in all of this.
Yeah, we're actually doing seven this year in Cambridge. So we're doing, off the top of my head, so we're doing the Panton Arms, we're doing the Architect, the Castle Bar, and
Boathouse.
The Boathouse, the Cambridge Brew House,
Novi,
and the Maple?
No. I've heard of all of them. The only one I didn't know where it was the Panton Arms, and I looked it up, and it was very helpful. It told me it was on Panton Street. So,
well, it's really, really central. It's just off Lakes Road.
I'm sure we can soon track it down. Mm. And when does it start? Because I know the booking is going to be open next week, but there's a couple of weeks to go, isn't there, before the first pint is drunk?
Yeah. So the first pint will be drunk on the 15th of May. It will be 3 days, so between the 15th and 17th of May we'll have Pint of Science, the main festival about science, and then we have 2 days, the 18th and 19th in St. Paul's Church, that will be about creative reaction, but I think you know much more than me.
So creative reactions is this idea that we had when we decided to try and combine art and science. So we have local artists from around the Cambridge area paired up, each with a scientist. And the idea is that the artist meets the scientist, learns more about their work, and then gets inspired by that work to create an art piece that is exhibited over 2 days at St. Paul's Church after the festival. So it's like a sister festival.
Yes, so that's sort of overlapping between the two events.
Yes.
That sounds pretty good. Mm-hmm. So is it Monday? Monday is when people can start to book for this.
9 o'clock.
And based on previous years, how quickly do people need to get in?
So quick. It's ridiculous. Here in Cambridge, people, I guess, are so science-orientated anyway that the tickets just fly off.
We've just come out of the Science Festival, of course, not that long ago. Yeah. So people will be eager to get another dose of science.
Yeah, but we do need to stress that it isn't just people who are, you know, scientists anyway that should be. If you're interested in science but you've never had a chance, you don't even have an A-level in it, you've no idea, this is really for you to, you know, to sort of go to the pub and learn
enjoy
something
science.
New and enjoy science, yeah.
Okay, well, look, it's fascinating. I know we're going to be doing a little bit more on Cambridge 105 about it over the next few weeks or so. But Charlotte, Daria, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Having us.
Cheers.